Hi everyone, my name is Mary Keenan and I work with Dr. Eileen Meyer studying active galactic nuclei, or AGN. First, just a little bit of background. What exactly is an AGN? Well, in the center of every massive galaxy, we believe that there is a supermassive black hole, and in AGN, that supermassive black hole is actively accreting the material around it, which is a super energetic process. We look at what we call radio loud AGN, which have relativistic bipolar jets of plasma that shoot out from very close to the central black hole and extend very large distances. So my research looks at the connection between the jet power, so that's just the power of this jet, and the apparent angular motions that we can observe in the jets, which we call proper motions. These motions are on very small scales, very close to the central black hole. And so we use a technique called very long baseline interferometry, which can achieve very high angular resolution. My main plot is on the top right, where I have the apparent speeds on the y-axis and the jet power on the x-axis. So you can see that we observe an apparent envelope here, where at low jet power, there seems to be some kind of cutoff preventing high apparent speeds for these sources. Which we believe is caused by an underlying relationship between the jet power and the Lorentz factor of the flow, where higher power sources have higher Lorentz factors. So lower power sources have lower Lorentz factors, which prevents them from having high apparent speeds. In my preliminary results section, I present some of the models that I am using to try to best replicate the speed-power envelope, where the power law model seems to currently be producing the best observations, like reproducing the power speed envelope the best. The other models, such as the one-to-one relationship, we can kind of rule out at this point, and we also looked into whether or not this is a selection effect, which we think that we can rule out at this time too. Thank you for listening.